You're listening to Last Word Radio, where you get the last word.
Hey, guess what, everyone? United won a game of football. No, we won two this week. Get in. Welcome back to Loaded Questions. It's a good day. It's been a good week. We're back for an episode of Football Talk. I'm joined by Barry and Troy. Welcome, guys.
What's going on?
Let's celebrate until tomorrow night.
I will.
Yes. It's been a good week. Beat Shrewsbury and FC Midgetland, whatever it is.
Midgetland.
Yeah, Midgetland. it's been a good week. So, good way to launch. Antonio Conte, the current Italian manager, is heading to Chelsea on a 3-year deal via Damasio and David Amoyle. Good move.
Yeah.
I mean, if Damasio reports it nowadays, it tends to come to fruition. Bigger outlets are starting to report it, such as ESPN, BBC, Sky. You've jumped on. So it's looking likely. It would be hard to believe something else will happen now. So good move.
I think so. It's a great move.
Best result, I think they could have hoped for.
I've got a question. Was it the only move left?
I don't think too many people saw it coming. I mean, obviously there was a talk of Allegri, but those were wide of the mark, and they've arguably done better. Conte has underachieved in the Champions League, which is a problem with Roman Abramovich and Chelsea in general. He's always wanted a very...
Champions League strong
adept
team.
That's arguably more important than the Premier League at this point.
Yeah,
Doesn't really matter because they're not in it next year at the moment.
Well, for now.
What's Moyd? He's not willing to sacrifice style, which is one of the reasons he wanted to move on from Di Matteo. He didn't like the style they won the Champions League in. He doesn't want to grind. He wants to be a swashbuckling player. He wants to be lauded.
Barcelona and London is what he wanted. It's what he's always wanted.
Yeah,
he wants to be
so
lauded.
So he didn't get Pep, so he's obviously got a candidate that's still very good, and it'll be interesting to see what he can do with them in the summer, what sort of targets he can attract.
Curious who leaves.
Can he bring any of his
European football.
Formerly best Juventus players? And there was talk that with Vidal struggling at Bayern, that a move to London might suit him. Which would be the end of the world
good party
for
town.
Me.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. But obviously, we need to see how their season finishes, well, whether they can make Europa League, if they can miraculously make the Champions League, which is still in play, based on the struggles of the league in general, depending on if England even has a coefficient next season. So.
True.
Which we'll speak about later when we talk about the Europa League draw. But the Champions League rolled on this week with Bayern and Juventus in a 2-2 draw. So it looked like the game was over. Bayern put on a masterclass and were leading 2-0. And Juventus put on a superb comeback and got it back to 2-2. So game on for the leg in Munich. But you have to say Bayern are in control.
With the away goals.
And being Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
But it did show, if you don't play centre-backs, you're going to get in trouble. And being that they didn't have all four of their centre-backs in the squad available.
It's losing Boateng is a huge loss.
Yeah.
Huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He wrote a really good piece in the Players' Tribune this week. I suggest you go read it if you haven't. Mm. Vidal put in a great performance against his old club, speaking of. And it will be a really good second leg. The first leg was great. I thought it was better than the Barcelona-Arsenal game, personally. I was watching both, but I was much more focused on the Bayern game just because Bayern were terrific early.
Yeah.
But it really did show that he's probably lucky that City have so many centre-backs because they were struggling once Juventus started to figure out the midfield problem. They couldn't figure out the counter press, and then they did. I keep saying, I can't help it. Anywho, Arsenal made a couple of crucial mental errors and slipped up and lost 2-0 at home. Backs against the wall. Can they get back into the tie? Do they have any chance?
It'd take a hell of a performance.
No PK in the return leg.
Yeah, I thought that was intentional.
Yes, there was a
bit of there's talk. A video of Lucho.
I believe it's after the
second goal.
Yeah, his assistant pops up in his ear and then yeah. suddenly PK's in front of him. Next thing you know, PK's got a yellow card. I think Arsenal, by and large, that first 70 minutes played reasonably well. But when you make mistakes against Barcelona, they will punish you. We didn't take our chances. Chamberlain, that sounds like he's got a quite nasty injury from the Mascherano clash.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly ligament damage in both his knee and his ankle, which is rather unfortunate. He seemed to be finally finding some semblance of form.
Yeah.
A good thing, I suppose, that we're getting a few players back. Flamini is just with this foolish penalty concession, but not helped by his captain on the field, Per Mertesacker, trying to pass out the box.
Just get rid of so it who, against who Barcelona.
Who was at fault for the penalty? Was it the poor clearance or was it the tackle?
I think that it's that you're both, because the bad tackle doesn't happen without the poor clearance.
Yeah, so for me...
But it does start with Mertesacker.
The poor clearance certainly has a role to play, but you should know better than to do a tackle like that. Should have the experience now. And sorry to say, as fond as I am of Arsenal, you get what you pay for by bringing on Flamini as a sub.
I do think that sub was questionable, but it may work out best in the long term, and that it might finish Flamini's Arsenal career. Hopefully we...
That's a very silver lining. That's a very, very silver
that's
lining.
That's a very small one as well.
Yeah.
Because I've been dealing with a lot of people this week who have been telling me, I'd rather be Manchester United than playing Barcelona in the round of 16. Bullshit. I would much rather be playing in the Champions League than playing against Liverpool in the Europa League. The draw is great, and we'll talk about that later. It's... going to be great playing against Liverpool. I mean, how often are you going to get drawn against them in European competition? I mean, I remember what it was like getting drawn against Arsenal, but once upon a time. But at the end of the day, I'd much rather be qualifying from the group stage than getting knocked out and sent into the Europa League. And the Europa League doesn't get the respect it deserves from the English clubs.
When Arsenal drew Barcelona, I got a lot of back chat from all sorts of fans saying, oh, you know, you didn't want that. You're playing in the Champions League. It's called the Champions League. You're going to play... You want to play the big teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, one of my best memories as an Arsenal fan is beating Barcelona at home.
Yeah.
Like, that was huge. Like...
Well, that's the thing. Like, going into the Europa League draw last night, there was people saying, oh, I want to get Basel and... things like that. I don't care who we play. I'd much rather watch a tie that's more exciting than drawing like we lost to FC whatever. I can't pronounce them. Too Australian.
FC established in 1999.
Yeah, like that doesn't entice you as an Australian on the time difference to get up at 5 a.m. to watch it. If you're playing Barcelona, you're going to get out of bed and watch that.
Yeah.
No matter what.
You will get up. You'll get up.
Because it's going to be a great game. And you want your team to come out and play well, which Arsenal did. They just didn't take their chances. There was that Giroud pass that's getting...
Pass to no one.
Yeah. Getting a lot of rerun for obvious reasons. It was just those key moments that cost Arsenal. And the same questions will come about Wenger again. I guess we'll find out how valid they are when we see how Arsenal finish the Premier League season, which is going to be just as important for them. City demolished Zenit, which was a big result for them. So Zenit got a goal back. I'm sorry, Dynamo Kiev.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
My mistake, sorry. Is it over? I'd say it's over.
Three away goals. You'd be pretty safe coming back home.
I don't think Kiev have the tactical know-how or the firepower.
As long as they've got Vincent Kompany, I think they'll be fine.
Yeah.
So, I'm not too worried about them. They did really well. Their setup in midfield was great. City, they had Fernando, who arguably played his best game as a City player, because I've never really rated him, and he was great. Him and Fernandinho played slightly behind Yaya Toure, despite what the formation picture says. But they were really good. And I was pretty impressed, and nice to see Aguero scoring again as a neutral observer.
Yeah.
City are always more fun to watch when he is banging full the goals flat. In. Yeah. He's the key to...
It's great to watch.
He's the key to their best football, yeah. Despite all the talk of who their most important player absolutely. Is. It's Aguero who will take them to the highest of heights. So they will probably advance to the next round. And then Atletico and PSV played out there. Nil all draw. Atletico kept another clean sheet, and you'd expect them to get it done at home. PSV really needed a result on home turf. Couldn't get it against a very resilient Atletico side.
At the same time, a 0-0 can work in their favour if they put in a performance.
And despite the speculation, obviously if they can get that early away goal, despite the speculation and the hope for Chelsea fans that Simeone would be heading to Chelsea, which I've maintained all along is never going to happen. He's already been speaking to his players about his plans for next season. So you can move on from that one. He's a committed project man. He's very loyal. He's not like most cats in football. The Europa League was exciting this week.
Was.
It was a really good day of football yesterday. I was lucky enough to not be working, and I got to take in a couple of the games. So United advanced with a stunning win. My dog has joined us for the podcast yet again. He joined us for the second episode last week. So
he loves the football chatter.
Yeah, he likes watching the games with me.
Loves the banter.
So he's pretty sport adept. But the Europa League, the English clubs advanced, finally got three wins. Tottenham were very impressive without Harry Kane and Moussa Dembélé.
Mm-hmm.
Showed that they could get it done and score plenty of goals. They won 3-0. Eric Lamela got another goal in Europe. I think it was his sixth. And people were talking about them as contenders. Liverpool got it done against Augsburg, which you would have expected. Klopp with the German know-how at home.
Yep.
And then United obviously came out and blitzed their Danish opponents. I'll just say that instead because I can't do it. So there's a lot of talk about Marcus Rashford. It was a great performance. It was like when you've got your backup 11 on FIFA and you play better as a team because you don't have all great individuals and you blitz the team that you're playing.
Yeah.
That's what I took from it. But United were great. 26 shots to 2. It was really good to watch. And I was impressed.
Huge Marcus turnaround Rashford. From the last leg. That's for sure.
A great week. I mean, beat Shrewsbury. Convincing style and a little bit of confidence heading into Arsenal. So, which we'll touch on later. So the United-Liverpool draw. Liverpool will have the home leg first. Who's your favourite?
For the whole draw or the first game?
For the two legs.
For the two legs. I see this one going into extra time in the second leg.
I'd love penalties.
I wouldn't be surprised by penalties. So I think there might be one goal in it at Anfield, and there might be one goal in it at Old Trafford. But I wouldn't be surprised if it was 0-0 through both legs, to be honest, either. So I'm hopeful United continue, because at this point it'll be the only way we make the Champions League next season. So. I'd much prefer now if we...
I think they can get committed. Through. It'll be interesting. Obviously now, there'll be no chance of rotation for either side in those games, being that they have done a little bit so far. Oh, not United, but Liverpool have. And it'll be interesting. I thought the draw of the round was Dortmund and Spurs, probably the two form sides in the competition, two of the actual genuine contenders, as weird as that is to say about Spurs. And that'll be a really interesting test of where Spurs are at, being that Dortmund are one of the best sides in Europe at the moment, despite being only in the Europa League. And that'll be great to watch as a neutral. You'd expect Dortmund to get it done, but it would be really impressive to see Tottenham at least run them to the wire.
Yeah,
I think the draw, the United-Liverpool draw and the Dortmund draw for Spurs, it's probably not the best thing for the coefficient.
No, yeah, John Bruin was speaking about that yesterday.
How does
that affect it?
Yeah. But at the same time, considering how English teams typically approach the Europa League games, perhaps this will force all three teams to...
It'll be interesting to see how Tottenham prioritise it, being that the race that they're in. If they drop a couple of games in the league, maybe it'll change their approach. But
getting demolished by Dortmund because they put throw out their second 11. It doesn't do a lot. Then they got a pretty small squad. Watching their teammates getting destroyed isn't going to do a lot for a team.
Yeah, see, I've had a couple of discussions with people about it, and they've said, well, it doesn't really matter if they get flogged and get knocked out. But I think you've just got to keep the run going, because the players will feel just about invincible at the moment, like they can beat anyone. The last thing you want to do is disrupt that. I'd rather give Dortmund my best effort.
Yeah.
And knowing that I did that and gave them a close contest,
mm-hmm.
than the opposite and just folding and potentially getting your asses kicked.
Yep.
So that's going to be a really interesting narrative.
Short of looking after your players with injuries, they should be going just about full strength at Dortmund, because they will need to go full strength for Dortmund. Very impressive team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very, very impressive. Aubameyang, one of the best strikers in Europe. Mkhitaryan, Royce, Gundogan, who's back on form, but got that rumours swirling around his next move.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see whether they sell high
come the summer. They're 11. 1 through 11 is very impressive.
As good as it gets at the moment in Europe, just about. Yeah. And just as good under Thomas Tuchel as they were under Jurgen Klopp. Considering all they've gone through is very impressive, and considering it's his first season.
Quite a different style as well. More in common with Pep's teams than the Jurgen Klopp's Dortmund of old.
Well, it was written on Eurosport last week that United should be taking a closer look at someone like Thomas Tuchel or Pochettino as their next manager rather than Mourinho, if they were looking for long-term sustainability, which I thought was really interesting.
I did read the Pochettino suggestions.
Yeah. Yeah, and I do agree, being that I've always been part of the anti-Mourinho camp.
Mm-hmm.
But it remains to be seen. So I guess we'll see. But moving on to this weekend's Premier League, service resumes after the FA Cup weekend. It's good to have the Premier League back.
It's back!
So weekends without it, even if there are other football games, aren't the same.
Early stages of the Cups don't feel the same.
It's good to watch FA Cup, but I'll take the Premier League.
Yeah, agreed.
So I'll get a couple of predictions from you guys for tonight, and we'll review tonight's games next week. So in the early game, West Ham host Sunderland.
West Ham.
I've got West Ham.
Yeah, I'll take West Ham at home. Sunderland
saying that, got a win last Sunderland week, have so been impressive, a bit more successful, perhaps not impressive.
Yeah, I just think they're on a different level to where West Ham are at with Payet and a fairly fit squad.
Payet firing should see them through.
I would expect them to win by a goal or two. Stoke host Aston Villa.
Stoke should easily win that game, but maybe Aston Villa will come out and give a much better performance than...
Well, they lost to their under-21s 3-0 this week. Aston Villa did.
They lost to their under-21s.
Yes, they lost 3-0. So
that's disgusting.
Can I just point out Stoke's form? One win in the last six.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they won their last game convincingly against Bournemouth. It might be a turn. Might be coming out of a lull.
One in seven. Sorry.
I've got Stoke. I don't expect. They have struggled scoring goals. They've scored as many goals as they've played games.
Mm-hmm.
So I will take Stoke.
I'll take Stoke, but I don't think it's Villa.
Nothing would surprise me in the season that it's been, I suppose, is what you're trying to say.
I'm curious to see what Joel and Lescott tweets out after the game.
Oh, what a dipshit. What a dipshit.
I'm curious what his phone tweets out after the game.
Yeah, tweets out in his pocket somehow.
Yeah.
Watford host Bournemouth.
A really tough one. I'm actually going to go Bournemouth for a win to help slide them out of the relegation race.
Fair.
Score draw.
Yeah, I'm also going for a draw.
Mm-hmm.
Just feels like one of those games. I'd like to see Watford get back on track,
mm-hmm.
Being that they've come through their tough period now through January and through the start of Feb. So interesting to see if they can get back on track and keep pushing on with the table. Southampton host Chelsea. Inform Chelsea.
Yes.
Inform Chelsea. Who would have thought we'd say that? I'm going to say score draw. I think Southampton will drop out of that top six race, and then West Ham will jump back in.
Score draw.
Yeah, I'm going for a draw as well.
Southampton's form the last five games have been quite
Southampton
solid.
Are struggling to score goals in some games, but they've been really good defensively.
Five wins in the last six games, but I think they've only scored maybe that many goals.
I'll just throw out a random prediction that Charlie Austin will score tonight. Leicester, the league leaders, host Norwich at home.
This game should be very interesting.
Yeah, both teams have something to play for, meaning that Norwich could take a draw, but they might need to come out and play. It'll be interesting for them.
I'm curious how Leicester respond after the
two counter-attacking sides. I've got Leicester.
I'm going to say Leicester 3-0. It's going to be easy.
Yeah,
I think they'll come out and be completely fine.
Yeah, I think they'll stroll.
I feel some people are looking too much into the... While it was, bad to lose 2-1 to Arsenal when you're 1-0 up, but that's just football.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors at play in that game. Yeah. That's fair.
I think people are looking way too much into it. Like, but it's Norwich. Norwich aren't good.
I agree.
No, I had Norwich pegged for relegation since the beginning. I'll take Leicester, but I'm just curious.
Jittery start or something like that.
Well, that's fair. It'll be interesting to see whether they come out and do what they've been doing a lot of games and getting an early goal and just opening up the floodgates with the style that they play.
Yeah.
Being that that's key to it. West Brom host Crystal Palace in the final game of tonight.
I'm going to go with the score draw.
I'm going to say West Brom 1-0.
Yeah, I went with a draw.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling West Brom are going to win, being that Crystal Palace are really sliding and Brom have to turn it around at some point.
Yannick Bolasie is back, though. That's the only thing I'll say for Crystal Palace.
I'll stand by my draw.
Yeah.
Liverpool and Everton has been postponed. Newcastle and City have been postponed, which we'll talk about straight after this.
Yes.
And in the last two games tomorrow night, Tottenham host Swansea. So who have you got?
I'm going to say Tottenham in that one. There might be a bit of a slow start with having played Europa. They do get the extra day off.
Yeah, coming back from Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
No Dembele, no Kane.
Yeah. Dembele's a big loss.
Troy?
Kane's a big
Tottenham
loss.
To edge it, but once again, this is something that Tottenham of old might have stumbled on.
Yep.
Yeah, these are the danger games, because these are the games you cannot afford to drop. The bigger games are always a bonus. But
with Swansea fighting to...
starting to improve of late, which we've spoken about.
Aside from that Sunderland game, I think they're on the right track. They're starting to... They're grinding the games out.
Yeah, it's hard to tip against Spurs, isn't it? So I'll make it Spurs also. And the final game of the round, and probably the game of the round, is United-Arsenal, where Arsenal headed as favourites for the first time in Premier League history at Old Trafford.
Arsenal. 2-0.
Okay. Arsenal, but this is a bit classic Arsenal to...
Lose 1-0.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got Arsenal as well.
But this is a real test.
This is either sort of a crowning moment,
or the end of the,
or the first nail for the fans with Wenger, I think, or for a lot of fans with Wenger.
Yeah. Also responding to the disappointment of the midweek.
Yeah.
We did play well for the most part.
And then, I don't know, like. It's really tricky, man. You can look at United's wins this week and then you can say that, it's against Minnows, but it breeds confidence and that's what the team needs.
It's good for the club.
And we'll see what the Leicester win and then in turn the Barcelona loss have done for
Arsenal.
Yeah. So it's really hard to say. So I'm going to go Arsenal, but it's really a toss up for me.
Yeah.
It just depends how Arsenal come out and play, because Arsenal's best football at the moment is significantly better than United's.
Yep.
So they sort of control that game.
Yeah.
In the Capital One Cup, which is the reason for the postponements, Liverpool will play Man City tomorrow night. Who you got, guys?
Liverpool, but a very, very, very slight. Like, it could go either way, the way that their teams match up. But maybe with City's with a bit of momentum recently.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just such a toss-up. I'd rather City win than Liverpool.
Yeah, agreed on that.
But I think City may have learned from their last few beatings they've taken at the hands of the likes of Liverpool and Tottenham. It's just so tight. How do you guys see it?
I'm going with City. I think they'll learn the lessons from losing the last fixture convincingly that the Etihad with Liverpool. Liverpool will take a lot of confidence from that, but I've got City winning.
I'm going to stick with Liverpool 1-0. Maybe penalties.
Yeah, I got City 2-0.
City haven't been fantastic the last month, but I'm going to go with Liverpool 1-0. And to hear the fans scream about it all over social media. Can't wait being a United supporter. Can't wait for it.
I'd like to see a heartbreaking loss a la Arsenal but Birmingham for Liverpool.
Wow, yeah. That would be nice.
Either team, really.
Yeah. Be very interesting.
But
yours was?
What's that? Liverpool.
Liverpool. Oh, wow. I guess we'll see, guys. But two against one.
There's no real winner. Like, on the one hand, a heartbreaking loss for City could affect their title form a little bit of a wobble.
Yeah.
At the same time, I don't really want to see Liverpool winning trophies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I agree with that.
Fair enough.
So it's,
it would be nice
as a fan.
It'd be nice for the Liverpool fans to win a trophy and for Klopp to get something in his, you know, for 6-7 months.
But the record of recent years of the Carling Cup winning managers isn't great.
Yeah.
So.
Very true.
So.
All right. Well, that'll just about do it for today, guys. This is probably the shortest football podcast we've ever done. The song will put it over the half hour mark, I'd say. But that'll just about do it for today. We're back next week to talk about the Premier League week in review. Any of the news that comes up, obviously. Thanks for tuning in. You can listen to us on iTunes. Again, contact with us via Twitter or Facebook. Loaded Cues Podcast. Ryan Espar. Troy Joseph 8. I'm Joseph_27. Thanks to Last Word on Sports. Thanks again to the boys for joining me. And we'll be back next week. See you later, guys. Bye.
Much to see, but man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town. I said, the boys are back in town. Chick that used to dance a lot. Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. I said, we'll be right back. will flow and blood will spill. And if the boys wanna fight, you better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer, it won't be long. Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again.
Listening to Last Word Radio, where you get the last word.